Opening. Poopyville. The transition in Dock Battalion Building 699. Poopyville. Sergeant Sanders. Three of us from NAS Gross Eel, Michigan, walk through Building 699's front door, with me leading. Little did we know that we had crossed a threshold into the unknown. What am I supposed to do now? What would happen next? Once in the building, the room appeared dimly lit after coming in from the bright sunlight. As my eyes adjusted, I observed a meticulously polished floor with large bullets neatly arranged and wrapped in white roping. In the room's middle, a staircase marched out of sight. To my left stood a wall with a small opening like a fast food checkout window. That opening adjoined a hallway leading deeper into the building. While we gazed around the room, a short-haired Marine sergeant stuck his head out of the small window. I said, "Hi, Sarge," and then reeled in shock when he unleashed his voice.
"Get the fuck off my quarterdeck," he screamed.
I paused mid-stride, my mouth agape, after a friendly, "Hi, Sarge." What had we done to draw his screaming introduction? What made up a quarterdeck? I had never heard of a quarterdeck. Later, I would learn a quarterdeck was an official Navy term for an entrance to a ship or a building. My brain was looking for answers. In a panic, I didn't know what to do. What brought on the sergeant's wrath? Being a math student, I thought, oh, he wants us off his 25% of the floor. The three of us shuttled to the right, trying to put distance between us and the sergeant. Naval Air Station Pensacola, Building 699, housed the Indoctrination Battalion, BAT, B-A-T-T, where I would begin my Navy career. They called it Poopyville because the new inductees wore baggy, dark green World War II flight overalls called poopy suits. We lived there through our indoctrination in the military that would lead successful trainees into the world of naval aviation. The new world would be a minefield of unfamiliar words and new ways for me. The Marine sergeant screamed again.
"What don't you understand about get the fuck off my quarterdeck?"
Why is he screaming? I have done something wrong? What is going on? He must have me confused with someone else. I'm here to be a Navy pilot. The time was 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 29th, 1966. At his bellow, it became 14:30 on 29 June 66, and my life changed forever. Things weren't going well. The Marine sergeant disappeared from the fast food window and came out the adjacent passageway's hatch. Soon I would learn these Navy terms for door and hallway. USMC drill instructor, DI, Sergeant Sanders, was a classic DI. Medium height, about 5 feet 8 inches tall and 160 pounds. A cleanly tapered body in a perfectly fitting khaki uniform gave the impression of no fat, as if he'd ordered it off his body the same way he ordered us off his quarterdeck. He had three olive drab chevrons on his sleeve. His uniform was spotless, and the creases in his shirt and trousers were perfect.